Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's pot it down. We got to get to Am I Wrong?
Oh, you just don't want to hear the incriminating evidence.
No,
I see how it is.
Doctored fake news.
Please.
So we're going to break here in about 4 minutes to see if Governor Wall starts on time. We think the right decision is to carry the governor the first time he's speaking after the election. Now, as we know, most of these press conferences start 5, 10, 2 hours late. But we're going to put ourselves in a position where we carry Governor Wall. Depending on what he says, we might spend the rest of the show reacting to it, or we might go back to Am I Wrong? Number one for Am I Wrong.
Chad, I have a question for you to kick off Am
sure,
I Wrong
I'm ready.
Today from the committee. What do cryptocurrency, NFTs, an art history degree, and your loser roommate's startup idea all have in common?
Things I don't want any part of?
Correct. Terrible investments.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible investments. And now, upon seeing the news yesterday that the Harris-Walls campaign, spent $1.4 billion.
That's crazy.
$1.4 billion in ads.
Yeah.
We have proof again that those previous investments I mentioned pale in comparison to the terribleness of the worst investment of all time, donations to political campaigns.
Am I wrong?
Or this one. I mean, $1.4 billion.
My goodness.
And as I just was reading to Jason off air, according to Harry Enten from CNN, Trump, compared to other GOP, best with 18 to 29-year-olds in 20 years, best with black voters in 48 years, best with Hispanic voters in 52 years, and his opponent spent $1.4 billion.
Crushed him and in money raised.
And also, you know what might be overrated? The ground game. We kept hearing all in all, well, the Harris-Walls game, ground game is amazing compared to Donald Trump. I think they believe in the ground game as much as KOC believes in the ground game when it's time really for a big play. He's throwing it, baby.
At this point, as much as PJ Fleck believes in the ground game.
Yes, quick Come reversal.
On. That's all they do. I ask you, Chad, who are the experts?
Normally me.
And I ask that because I saw an article online this week about how to keep the fast food smell out of your car. Mm. How do you do it? If you go through that drive-thru, if you're one that likes to hit it, you know, get your Big Mac and fries. Well, thank goodness we had the experts weighing in, Chad, because among the top three solutions from the so-called experts were suggestions such as don't spill the food you get in your car. And
wow,
How about this? Just don't go to the drive-thru. Bring food from home. That's right. They were among the top three. I think it's time for America to rise up with you and me. We need to take a stand against Big Expert and the snobbery that we get from the expert community thinking they know better than the rest of us. I don't know how much the experts are getting paid for this. These pearls of wisdom, but it's too much.
Am I wrong?
How to avoid the fast food smell. Top one. Don't go.
Bring your lunch from home.
Okay. Yes or no? Are they right? Okay. You're going after Big Expert. Sounds to me like Big Expert has nailed it.
I feel like Big Expert should provide some expertise instead of common knowledge.
I think Big Expert is 100% correct, and you're unwilling to accept it.
Are you saying that if you were asked for such an article, for your expertise, your expert advice, you would not have come up with don't spill your fries under the seat and maybe pack some goulash instead of getting the Whopper?
Second goulash reference this week.
It's right? Hot. It's hot, baby. Gulag, we're getting the goulash season.
Or goulash. It's unavoidable to spill some fries under the seat, right? Isn't that an automatic? How many times, if you get fries and the bag at some point is on the carpet, how many times do you think you complete the execution of the plan without a few fries slipping under the seat?
Every time.
Every time.
No, every time I complete the execution.
Of course. Speaking of experts.
I mean, you're one that likes to brag about your finger and tongue dexterity. You can't get a fry to your mouth without it falling under your seat? Says a lot, Jen.
No, we could go on and about my finger and tongue dexterity, but we've got to hit the break right now.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's possible Governor Walz just loves Am I Wrong?
Possible or probable?
Well, most likely.
Thank you.
I still love this song, and I'm very happy it was nominated for a number of Grammys. And again, the Country Music Awards, go look in the mirror. How this was not nominated is embarrassing. But we are awaiting the governor to give his remarks from Egan. Building is full. They're playing music. We have some political dignitaries there. As usual, any political press conference, there must be a law we don't know about that can't start on time. Not one. I mean, this could start at 6. I don't know. To me, this seemed like a rare layup that this was going to start on time. He's been in town. He's going to mention, we got it. It was the thrill of my lifetime. I work with a Great individual. I still think she's going to be president someday. I met so many people across the country. I believe more in America than I ever did, but I'm further convinced that Minnesota is the greatest place on the planet. I'm Tim Walz. And by the way, I'm not as excited as I was on the campaign trail. You know, those arms, all that gesticulating. That was for the other 49 states. I'm going to go back to normal. And also, you don't have to call me coach anymore. You know, I mean, I was just an assistant coach in the high school team. You don't have to keep calling me coach anymore.
But you can.
Can we just move beyond that part of it?
Do we have to?
How about just governor? That's a nice title.
I like coach better.
Yeah. Well, I think he enjoyed it too. Including a lot of the shows like Eisen and Levitard, and I really like, I have massive respect, but when they've got the coach writing behind him, like that somebody drew up there, just reminder, coach, coach, coach. So right now, Mr. Walz has not jumped in, whether it's on this show, Jason's show, Henry's show, or Hobbs House will carry a portion or all of what the governor has to say. But guess what? The committee has stepped back into the room. Come on down, committee.
Thank you very much. And there must be a leak within the committee that we have to investigate, because it sounded earlier like you were teasing something that's been on the committee's mind today. In fact, you just gave us the forecast.
Yeah.
Current conditions again, please, Chad.
It's 55.
55. A lot of sun out there.
Yeah. And I mean, our guy Schaefer.
Yeah.
He suggested we've smashed the normal high.
Smashed. Crushed it.
It's like 47. I don't think we smashed it.
You know, I think objectively, it's a beautiful mid-autumn day today. Beautiful mid-autumn day. And we're not saying late autumn. This is mid-autumn.
This is mid.
Long way to go.
This is how we lower the bar in an appropriate way for autumn. This is what you love, boys and girls.
That's right.
I don't know. Dave and I, for some reason, thinks 75 is better, but go ahead. Put your little hoodie on.
Yeah.
God knows, whatever, your little hot chocolate, although I'll have that anytime. Your little hand warmers. Go ahead.
Yeah. And enjoy your rainy weekend while you're revel at it, autumn lovers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, 55 and sunny, it's hard to complain for November 8th, but I do see also that our friend Chris Schaefer and the team over at WCCO
we're going TV at him.
Did declare this a top 10 weather day. And as you and I in the committee all say,
clownish.
Don't fall for it, people. Even with what was objectively a below average to really below average summer, what did summer give us? About 70 days that are better than today? Top 10? No, not even close, not even in the same ballpark, not even in the same league.
Am I wrong?
Met Schaefer 30-some years ago, encouraged Brad to hire him, probably played no part.
Are you taking credit for the hiring right now?
Well, right now I'm regretting it because he has fallen to big weather pressure. This isn't one of the 100 best days of the year. Come on, 56 and sunny? Enough of this scam. Schaefer has to either commit to the combo of WCCO Radio and WCCO TV, but if he's committed to the combo, he has to end this charade, this nonsense, this skullduggery, this foolishness of the top 10 weather days, because we know there's about 80 of them. And listen, this show is all about lowering the bar. This is uncalled for.
The bar's gone too low?
Too low.
Too low?
Yes.
Didn't know it could after the way we started the show.
Text a topic was tremendous.
I thought it was too. The first topic was interesting to really jump into the show.
Yeah, the first topic, if you missed, fresh, never tried before, text a topic. Is the G-Spot legit? That was the opening. That was the opening question. This is an adult radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a number of Larry DeVito, Moldy Cheese, a lot of things. It was just rapid fire, text a topic. And we were willing to say that, yes, the G-Spot exists. You, of course, as is your norms, said no.
I didn't say that.
I think you did.
I did not say that at all.
Yep.
I will say, however, the members of the committee did send me a few notes. They really liked Text to Topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I wrong? A very good, they were saying it is a very good segment. Am I wrong? Of course, they were not wrong.
Yeah.
They were not wrong.
Text to Topic will just come up periodically out of nowhere. Like, boom, Text to Topic happens, and all of a sudden you just rapid fire. And by the way, the audience was fantastic with Text to Topic.
We're still waiting on the governor here, so let's get into another note that Am I Wrong has been dealing with the committee. Congratulations to all those of us with standard regular jobs that offer a health plan benefit. Once again, we've made it to the worst 2 weeks of the year. Open enrollment.
Sign up.
Yep. Time where the insurance industry demands that we just roll the dice. Make bets on our health for the upcoming year, for the next 12 months. It's fine. Maybe we'll have a good health year. Maybe we'll end up in a car wreck, get cancer. Who knows? It's fine. And the best part is...
Wow, this turned kind of ugly all
even
of a sudden here.
Even if we take the safe choice and say, I'm going to make the decision that even if I do get really sick, something terrible happens, I'll be fine. We'll still have to deal with the insurance company that's probably going to deny our claims anyway.
Am I wrong?
So what's the point?
Well, as someone who is dealing with a medical procedure which took place 13 months ago and is still in the insurance meat grinder on that.
How many months, Chad?
13 months ago.
That is a year and 1 month.
Yes, this is the addition subtraction. A tremendous show, but we all acknowledge Glenn Bill Guerin. Geometry, we bow down.
Destroyed me.
I walked in there with the same swagger. Walk into a self-checkout lane, and then I meekly walked out of that geometry
sheepishly
class and said, you have dominated me.
Trigger what?
Yeah, you've just dominated me. Yeah, a Quinton procedure, which was mislabeled, and it's just been chaos. Cats and dogs living together, and it's not a small bill. So I've tried to protest it.
Not one of those $2.50 hospital bills.
No. This is right around five figures. So
that's different.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have it a little different because we're union proud, SAG after union proud here. So we can just kind of keep where we're at. Status quo and keep signing up at a period of time. You got the combo because you got Lindsay too.
Yeah, I do. And yeah. I've been on her insurance the last several years.
Because you hate unions.
Not you. But we're thinking about making the move because we just got a very large hospital bill.
Yeah.
Because one of her providers is out of network. For her insurance.
I so hate that.
It's ridiculous. So we're thinking, move me to mine.
Let me go to the guy on the street corner because my guy is out of network.
Yeah, the Mayo Clinic.
Fingers,
out of network.
Dr. Fingers over here, Can I give one more? Am I wrong?
Excuse me? Did you become a part of the committee?
I did. I don't want to get messages from someone I see as my doctor and they just list his first name.
Am I wrong?
I'm an adult. I don't need this. Dr. Joe is out of the office. I needed to say Dr. Simpson is out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dr. Johansson is out of the office. Dr. Mildred. I'm an adult now. I don't call the doctors Dr. First Name. Am I wrong?
Is there a type of doctor that would be okay for?
Yeah, if you're a 5-year-old, yes. 10-year-old. Max. That's it. No. As an adult, I don't think you should go on and say, hey, Dr. Dave, how are you? It'd be Dr. What's your last name again? Harrigan.
Robertson.
Robertson. Dr. Robertson. Come on.
How about doctors that just use an initial like Dr. J?
That is insulting this side part of the Am I Wrong committee. And we're going to have to talk about that off air.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.